This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. This recording is by Mark Smith of Simpsonville, South Carolina. Uncle Remus by Joel Chandler Harris. Chapter 29. Mr. Fox Gets Into Serious Business.
It turned out one time, said Uncle Remus, grinding some crumbs of tobacco between the palms of his hands, preparatory to enjoying his usual smoke after supper. It turned out one time did Br'er Rabbit make so free with the man's collared patch that the man he took and sought a trap for old Br'er Rabbit.
Which man was that, Uncle Remus? Asked the little boy.
Just the man, honey, that's all. That's all I knows. This one of these here mans what you see troppin' round every day. Nobody ain't never hear what his name is, and if they did, they kept the news mighty close from me. If this here man is believed fur to have a name, then I'm done, 'cause you had to go further to me. If you believe to know more than I does, then you'll have to hunt up some of these here niggas what sprung up since I commenced fur to shed my hair.
Well, I just thought, Uncle Remus, said the little boy, in a tone remarkable for self-deprecation, that the man had a name.
To be sure, replied the old man with unction, puffing away at his pipe.
Course. That what make I say what it does. This year man might have had a name, then again he mightn't. He might have been named Slipshot Sam. He might have been named Old One-Eye Riley, which if 'twas ain't been handed round to me. But this year man, he in the tale, and what we gonna do with him? That's the point, 'cause when I get to hunting round among my amendments, out of this year Mr. What-you-may-call-him's name, she ain't dar. Now then, let's just call him Mr. Man and let him go with that.
The silence of the little boy gave consent.
One time, said Uncle Remus, carefully taking up the thread of the story where it had been dropped, it turned out that Br'er Rabbit been making so free with Mr. Man's greens and truck that Mr. Man, he took and sought a trap for old Br'er Rabbit. Br'er Rabbit, he's so greedy that he took and walked right spang in it, for he know hisself. Well, 'twa'n't long for here come Mr. Man, bruising round, and he ain't no sooner see old Br'er Rabbit than he smack his hands together and holler out, "You a nice fella, you is. You been gobbling up my green truck, and now you tryin' fer to tote off my trap. You a mighty nice chap, that's what you is. But now that I gotcha, I just about settle with you for the old and the new." And with that, Mr. Man, he'd go off, he did, down in the bushes atter a handful of switches. Old Br'er Rabbit, he ain't seein' nothin', but he feelin' mighty lonesome, and he sot there lookin' like every minute was going to be the next. And whilst Mr. Man was off preparing his brush broom, who should come parading along but Br'er Fox? Br'er Fox make a great admiration, he did, about to fix what he find Br'er Rabbit in. But Br'er Rabbit, he make like he fit to kill himself laughing. And he up and tell Br'er Fox, he did, that Miss Meadows's folks want him to go down to the house and attendance on a wedding. And he low which he couldn't, and they low how he could. And then by and by they takin' time dar whilst they go after the preacher. So he be dar when they come back. And mo'n' that, Br'er Rabbit up and tell Br'er Fox that his chillin's mighty low with the fever, and he needs fur to go after some pills for him. And he asks Br'er Fox fur to take his place and go down to Miss Meadows's and have a nice time with the gals. Br'er Fox, he in for dem kind of pranks, and 'twa'n't no time for Br'er Rabbit had old Br'er Fox harness up in his place, and then he make like he got to make haste and get the pills for dem sick chillens.
Brer Rabbit wa'n't more'n out of sight, for here come Mr. Man with a handful of hickories. And when he see Brer Fox tied up dar, he look like he astonished.
"Hey-o," says Mr. Man, says he, "you done changed color, and you done got bigger, and your tail done grown out. What kind of what's-his-name is you anyhow?" says he.
Brer Fox, he stay still. Mr. Man, he talk on. "It's mighty big luck," says he, "if when I catch the chap what nibble my greens, likewise I catch the feller what gnaw my goose," says he. And with that, he lit into Brer Fox with the hickories, and the way he play Rap Jacket was a caution to the neighborhood. Brer Fox, he juke and he jump, and he squeal and he squaw, but Mr. Man, he shower down on him, he did, like fighting a red wasp nest.
Little boy laughed, and Uncle Remus supplemented this endorsement of his descriptive powers with a most infectious chuckle.
"By and by," continued the old man, "the switches, they got frazzled out. Mr. Man, he put out at small, and when he done got fairly out of hearing, Brer Rabbit, he showed up, he did, 'cause he just been hiding out in the bushes listening at the racket. He low hip, 'Mighty funny that Miss Meadows ain't come along, 'cause he done been down to the doctor house, and that's further than the preacher yet.' Brer Rabbit make like he hurried on home. But Brer Fox, he open up, he did, and he say, 'I thank you fur to turn me loose, Brer Rabbit, and I'll be obliged,' says he, 'cause you done tie me up so tight that it make my head swim, and I don't spec I'd last fur to get to Miss Meadows's,' says he. Brer Rabbit, he sot down sort of curious-like, and begin fur to scratch one ear like a man studying about something.
'That's so, Brer Fox,' says he. 'You does look sort of stove up. Look like something been uncombing your hairs,' says he.
Brer Fox ain't saying nothing, but Brer Rabbit, he keep on talking.
'There ain't no bad feelings twixt us, is they, Brer Fox? 'Cause if they is, I ain't got no time for to be telling round here.'
Brer Fox say, 'Which he don't have no unfriendliness.' And with that, Brer Rabbit cut Brer Fox loose just in time for to hear Mr. Man whistling up his dogs. And one went one way, and the other went another. That the end of the tale.